Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
We need to have a conversation about the fact that the hobby is not healthy for some. Breaking, ripping packs incessantly. Some people get addicted. Some people take it many steps too far. So what needs to be done? What's the responsibility upon breakers, upon card shop owners, upon platform operators to help collectors who maybe are taking things beyond where they should? Well, there's one group that has started and set out to help. It's Collectors MD, and their founder, Alex Efron, is coming on the show today to talk about the challenges that he sees in the hobby and how he and his Collectors MD group are trying to make the hobby safer for everybody who participates. It's pretty thought-provoking. And as the owner of a company that does a lot of breaking ourselves, after talking with Alex, I've decided to make some changes to how Cards HQ will approach breaking. We're going to get into that in the interview today. Please welcome Alex and Collectors MD to the Jeff Wilson Show. Alex, welcome to the show. You are on a mission, a self-described mission, to make the hobby healthier for everybody who participates. What is that vision? What does that look like to you?
Yeah, Jeff, thanks so much. Thanks so much for having me on. Really appreciate the opportunity. When I think about breaking and sports collecting and how, you know, it should look, I don't think the answer is necessarily to shut it down or to cancel anything. Breaking can be and should be fun. It can be social. It can bring people together in really cool and unique ways. But right now, a lot of the structure sort of leans heavily into gambling mechanics, right? We're seeing a lot of high risk, low odds, and marketing plays, off people's FOMO, right? So what I'd like to see is a shift towards something that's a bit more transparent, more responsible, and ultimately more community driven. So imagine if you buy into a break and you actually know your odds, right? Imagine tools that let you do things like set limits, step away if you need a break or a timeout, or potentially even self-exclude if things start to get really unhealthy, just like other industries that already are regulated. Think, you know, gambling, day trading, things like that. That doesn't necessarily kill the fun. All it does is it just protects the people who need it. And at the same time, breakers could focus less on running things like repacks and hit parades and more on creating real connection, celebrating the stories behind cards, the nostalgia, the reason we collect in the first place. And honestly, we need to think about the kids and the next generation. A 12-year-old shouldn't be conditioned into gambling-like behaviors just because they love sports. There's a way to make this hobby exciting without preying on that. So it's all about fairness, integrity, accountability. You know, none of these shady repacks, none of these loaded boxes, no smoke and mirrors. If this really is about sports and collecting and the purity of the hobby, then trust and community have to come first. And so that's the vision. At the end of the day, you know, it's simple. Breaking and collecting should feel like a celebration, not a trap. It should feel like passion, not compulsion.
I want to get into your story in a minute about kind of what led you on this mission and also talk about Collectors MD and what you are trying to do to solve some of these challenges that you see in the sports card hobby. But let me first ask, how big of a problem do you see this as being currently? Like, is this just a few people who take breaking a little too far? Or do you think this is more of a widespread issue that's not really being talked about very much?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think it's a widespread issue that has gone unchecked for far too long. It's a conversation that people have been having behind the scenes. You know, you see it pop up here and there, whether that be on a YouTube video or in a Reddit feed or a Facebook group, but nobody has ever really done anything about it until now. Collectors MD is here to help the hobby evolve for the better. And so, yeah, it's a vast issue that we're seeing across the board. People don't even realize that there's an issue, or maybe that they have a problem, or that they're facing challenges quite often until it's too late. And we're seeing more and more of that during our weekly peer support meetings, when people come in and they just look like a deer in the headlights that just got hit by a truck and didn't see it coming.
So the sports card hobby, I mean, going all the way back to the 1950s when Topps started, you know, first started producing packs of cards. And even prior to that, you know, when other companies produced packs of cards, there's always been this kind of chase mystery element to sports cards, right? If you were to buy a pack of cards in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s or all the way through the year 2025, there's that element of I'm opening the pack, I don't know what's inside, I'm hoping to find my favorite player, or I'm hoping to find the most valuable card that I could, you know, possibly find. It's exciting, it's a rush. You used the gambling word earlier. That's a word that a lot of people in the industry don't like to use, right? Because, you know, trying to kind of separate it away from that. Why do you feel like what we're facing today, in your opinion, is that much different than what the whole history of the industry has been built on for the last 70 plus years?
Yeah, Jeff, you bring up a really great point. There's always been a chase element in collecting, in the hobby. And that's what part of what makes it so exciting for some people, right? Even back to the 50s, the 60s, the junk wax era, people have always been chasing certain rookies, certain players, certain sets, certain subsets. The difference is that the chase used to feel like a bonus, not the entire point, right? You'd rip packs, you'd build sets, maybe you'd trade with friends. You know, kids used to put cards in the spokes of their bicycle wheels. They didn't necessarily care about the condition, which is why, obviously, you know, highly graded cards that are coveted from the 50s and 60s and even before that are so scarce, right? But every once in a while, you might hit something special. And that was, you know, a moment that was pure and, you know, memorable, and something that, you know, people really appreciated. Now the whole industry has just been engineered around the chase. Everything is about short prints, the low number parallels, the case hits, the one of ones. Instead of collecting being about building something meaningful, it's really turned into this constant slot machine pull where if you don't hit, you feel like you've lost. And that shift from cards being about connection and completion to cards being about sort of gambling, I'll use the G word again, gambling style odds is what has changed the most. So it's not that chasing is inherently bad. It's that it's been amplified to the point where the hobby itself is just built around it. And when the only story being told is about comps and hits and highlight reels, it pulls people into cycles that can be really, really hard to get out of.
And Alex, I definitely think there's some truth to what you're saying, but to a degree, isn't this just how the world has shifted in general? I mean, people used to listen to the, you know, complete albums of songs all the time. And now, you know, now people just pick one song of an album out and listen to it on Spotify, right? Like, people used to sit down and watch entire games, entire football games uninterrupted. Now people they're on their phones, the game's kind of on, they're catching highlights on YouTube shorts, they're watching games in little 30-second highlight clips instead of really sitting there and kind of embracing the whole, you know, the whole experience. Social media, you know, has kind of pushed us forward into this like kind of instant gratification type of mindset, quick attention spans. So isn't the way that the hobby has evolved somewhat symbolic of kind of what consumers want in the year 2025?
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. It's not just the hobby that's shifted. It's absolutely the culture at large. You know, everywhere you look, like you said, the world has just gotten more digital. It's honestly gotten more chase oriented across the board. Social media runs on things like dopamine hits, things like likes, views, quick bursts of validation, right? even video games have turned into microtransaction machines where the goal isn't just to play the game, right? People are ripping packs on games like NBA 2K. You have things like skins and loot boxes in popular games like Fortnite. Even shopping is gamified now to an extent. Things like flash sales, drops, and countdowns. So what happened in collecting is really just a reflection of this bigger trend that we're seeing in the world, like you said. The difference, though, is that this hobby has always carried a deeper emotional weight, right? Cards and memorabilia just aren't just products to a lot of people. They tie us back to sports, to childhood, to community. And that's why it hits harder when the chase starts to take over in the hobby. It's not just another app on your phone. It's something we grew up with. It's something that used to feel pure, something that a lot of us just really, really love and genuinely care about. And so the world shifted toward the hit being, you know, the whole story, and the hobby followed right along. And the question is, do we accept that as the new norm, or do we carve out space for something different, something that maybe keeps the magic but dials back sort of that manipulation that we're seeing?
Right. And I know a lot of your platform, kind of what you do, how you help people out, a lot of that focuses on breaking especially, right? Because breaking, I think, in your opinion, is what brings, you know, maybe it heightens the elements of what can, you know, that chase mindset, that instant gratification culture. Breaking in particular is kind of maybe oriented in such a way to heighten that mindset. And for some people, it sounds like, from the experience you've had talking to people, for some people that can create a real challenge.
Yeah, 100%. And I do want to bring something off, Jeff, that's really important when it comes to what we're doing with Collectors MD. And so, you know, a lot of people hear Collectors MD or hear about Collectors MD, and they just assume or they think it's only about sports cards and breaking. It started in that space for sure. You know, as somebody who has gone through the ringer, both with gambling and with breaking and, you know, overspending. But it's really about compulsive collecting and spending behaviors across the board. So I'm really glad that you brought up sort of this larger scale vision that's at play here. What we're doing applies to all types of verticals. Sneakers, obviously you have TCG, like Pokemon and Magic and all of these other sort of non-sports cultures, subcultures that are becoming more and more popular within the hobby space. Disney, you got Marvel, they just announced Toy Story, right? But beyond just cards, I mentioned sneakers, you have memorabilia, you have comics, even luxury items like watches and handbags. All of these communities wrestle with this same underlying pattern, right? The thrill of the chase, the fear of missing out, the endless cycle of upgrades and just one more. The items might look different, but the psychology is almost identical. So when we talk about Collectors MD, we're not building some niche corner for sports card guys. We're building a movement for collectors everywhere. The mission is about helping people step back from the unhealthy cycles, reconnect with the joy of what they love, no matter what that is, and create a culture where collecting is intentional rather than compulsive. So it's bigger than cars. It's bigger than breaking. It's about how we engage with anything that can turn into, you know, a chase.
And tell me more about Collectors MD. Like, what is the organization? What is the scope of what you're doing right now? How many people are you serving, et cetera?
Yeah, so Collectors MD is a support-driven movement helping collectors navigate the line between passion and compulsion. We run peer support groups. We have a daily group chat. We have a Discord. But we also publish daily content. We have two content series. One is called Daily Reflection. The other is called Collector's Spotlight. And we also have three podcasts. We have the Collector's Compass, Behind the Breaks, and Collector's MD Features. We also partner with mental health professionals and organizations and advocate for guardrails in the hobby. So again, the goal isn't to take away the fun. It's to make sure people can collect with intention and not compulsion.
And if somebody out there is kind of interested in getting involved in this, how do they do that? Is there a cost? How does it work? How many people have gotten involved in this?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested in getting involved, Just go to collectorsmd.com. We have a sign up page for our weekly peer support meetings. You can also sign up for our daily group chat, which is really just an SMS group chat if that's a little bit too intimate for you. We have Discord as an alternative. It's completely free. We are hosting our 20th consecutive meeting tomorrow, September 10th, which is a major milestone for Collectors MD and something I'm really proud of. We're seeing anywhere from 10 to 20. I think the most people we had in a meeting was around 25. And they're an hour long. People come, they listen, they share, they get things off their chest that, you know, maybe they've been sitting with in silence. That's a huge part of Collectors MD and what we're seeing. So many people have been struggling alone and in isolation, right? Maybe they're scared to admit that they have a problem. Maybe they don't realize they have a problem. But, you know, Collectors MD creates a sense of awareness. It gives the people the opportunity to take a step back, self-reflect, and think to themselves, hey, maybe I don't necessarily have a problem, but I want to get behind this movement, or I want to start collecting with intention before things start to spiral, before it gets too late. And maybe it's, you know, not you at all. It could be a friend. It could be a loved one. It could be, you know, somebody you know. And you might just want to learn more so that you can help continue spreading awareness and spreading this message. So we have a sign up page on collectorsmb.com. Very simple. You fill out a few items, and from there we add you to the either group chat and or the calendar invite for the weekly meeting. You can also DM us on Instagram, and you know, I'm happy to talk to you one on one and you know, discuss ways that, you know, you can get involved. We have a lot of folks that are contributing to our daily reflection, which again, that's one of our franchises. We've published a daily reflection every single day since we launched on March 25th of this year. A lot of those reflections have been published by, well, they're published by me, but they've been written by a handful of members of our community, which is really, really awesome. People really enjoy the opportunity to be able to sort of share their thoughts, share their feelings in the form of a journal entry. And so that's been really, really amazing. And Collector Spotlight as well. We're featuring people on a monthly basis who collect with passion, purity, intention. We're on, I think, our fourth or fifth. We'll be highlighting a collector this month for September, this week, actually. So be on the lookout for that. So, you know, ultimately, it's Collectors MD isn't just, you know, a recovery program like Gamblers Anonymous or AA or NA. We're a full-fledged movement with content, you know, with podcasts, with partnerships. We're, you know, like you mentioned, doing sort of the podcast circuit here to get as many, you know, folks educated as we possibly can so that, you know, people understand what we're doing and why what we're doing is so incredibly important to the hobby.
So you've obviously taken it on your shoulders to create this group. And I want to hear more about your story in a minute, what led up to this. What do you think the other players in the industry should be doing to provide support and to maybe curb some of the issues? So let's start with breakers here at Cards HQ. We do breaking. You know, we've got breaking channels. We're on the popular breaking apps. What could a breaker do, in your opinion, you know, to help either build awareness for you know, what you're doing, or to help their customers have a better breaking experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. I want to take a step back for a moment and just go back to the gambling industry one more time. When you see a commercial or an ad for a company like DraftKings or FanDuel, what do you generally see in terms of messaging along, you know, with the ad, right?
I assume you're referring to like the end where they're like, you know, if you have a gambling problem, here's a phone number for you to call, take a timeout. You see that in casinos, at the ATM machines, at the cashier cage, you know, that type of thing as well.
Exactly. It's subtle but impactful. Responsible gaming messaging. It exists in other industries, but it does not exist in the hobby. And it's not like you know, the end of the world for a breaker or a card shop to promote that sort of awareness. You know, quite frankly, I'm surprised it's taken this long for folks to start talking about it, given what we've seen unravel across the board. And so what I think would be really incredible and impactful would be some responsible gaming, maybe responsible ripping, responsible collecting, you know, the verbiage we can play with, but some sort of messaging that can, you know, basically identify or acknowledge that there is something, you know, deeper at play here for a lot of people. And if those people need help, there is a resource for you, and maybe direct them to Collectors MD, similar to how you might direct an individual to 1-800-GAMBLER on a gambling ad, right? So I think just like subtle messaging layered into the ecosystem, whether that be a live stream or a highlight reel or a TikTok, I think would be incredibly helpful, incredibly impactful. You know, again, just having the conversation, looking out for your customer. You know, we see this more and more, and I'm not, you know, calling anybody out or saying that one breaker does it better or worse than another. But quite often we see, especially on these major platforms like Whatnot and Fanatics Live, are these breaks happening and just a massive churn. There's so much turnover. Somebody comes in, they might spend a couple $1,000s in one sitting. They leave. The breaker doesn't care. He's just going to, you know, push the next break and look for that next customer to target, right? And so it's just a matter of accountability, looking out for your customers, right? Making sure that people are okay, right? It's not necessarily the breaker's responsibility to do that, but if we can bake in tools and resources to allow these individuals to be able to, you know, maybe curb the behavior a little bit if things start to spiral, I think that would just go such a long way. Things very, you know, very simple. Things like cool off periods, you know, putting yourself in timeout if needed, deposit limits, whether that be daily, weekly, or monthly. You know, again, just messaging around responsible ripping, responsible collecting. And ultimately, if you start to realize you have a problem, here is a place you can go. There is a whole community that will have your back. You do not have to go through whatever challenge you're facing alone and in isolation. That's not the answer.
I like it, Alex. And you know what? If it sounds like, you know, not a lot or no breakers have done this before, let's take the lead on this here at Cards HQ. I'd like to let's work together and figure out how we can put responsible ripping messaging in within our breaks at Cards HQ and point people your direction. Because I think it's what you're doing is important. And I do think that there are times when people come into breaks and they probably go a little too crazy. And I think as a breaker, one thing we can do is build awareness for your organization and let people know, hey, it's okay to take a time out. And if you're taking things a little too far, here's a group, you know, that can help you. I think that that's a very reasonable ask of breakers to try to do something like that.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for that. I wasn't expecting that. That really means the world that you see it and that you'd be willing to acknowledge a lot of the things that we're talking about and saying. So absolutely, let's have that conversation. Let's get strategic around ways that we can, you know, ultimately protect your customers, your consumers. You clearly care about them. And, you know, that's so important in this hobby. Doors open. We can absolutely continue the conversation after the show.
Perfect. What role do you think the actual, like the app providers, the platforms, you know, we've got, you know, hey, you know, people are probably laughing a little bit right now because Arena Club is a sponsor of this show. And, you know, obviously Arena Club, you know, wants you to rip the packs and whatnot. And who is a sponsor of, you know, what we do at Sports Card Investor, Fanatics Live, who we've got a good relationship with. There's obviously other platforms as well that are oriented around, you know, get into the breaks and or buy singles, and it's fast auctions. eBay's got eBay Live now with Sudden Death. It's doing the same thing, right? Like there's a lot of people, really all the major platforms and players in the industry have some, you know, some element of there's an auction ending or there's a break starting or there's a you know, mystery pack that you could be ripping right now, you know, that type of thing. What do you think those platforms, you know, should be doing, if anything, to, you know, to help from their perspective?
Yeah, you nailed it. Think about it. Whatnot, Fanatics, Arena Club, eBay, You know, they're not just neutral marketplaces. They design their environments where people spend their money and time. So the way they set up the live auctions, the pack rips, the reward systems, even just the, you know, down to the push notifications, all of that either fuels compulsive behavior or helps put up healthy guardrails, right? So right now, most of it leans towards fueling the compulsion. And it's honestly, it's built like a casino. It's fast paced, it's high energy, constant dopamine hits, and very little way or very little in the way of transparency or breaks. And these companies, they have a choice. They can keep squeezing as much as possible out of the consumer, or they can step up and build tools that actually protect the community. Things that we've been talking about, deposit limits, self-exclusion features, clear odds disclosures. I know you're doing a lot of that with your repacks with PSA. You know, those aren't radical ideas. They're just reasonable ones. You know, I used a very good word before, reasonable. We're not asking for the world here, right? So, you know, honestly, I think they'd earn a lot more trust if they started to do those things. You know, it's just a matter of accountability and responsibility. So at the end of the day, these apps, these providers, they're gatekeepers for the hobby. They're setting the tone for the entire industry. And if they really care about the long-term health and sustainability of collecting, not just the short-term profits, then they should be leading the charge on making the space safer, more transparent, and more sustainable for everybody. Again, I'm shocked it's taken this long for people to even have the conversation, let alone start making these tangible changes that have been needed for far too long.
Yeah. It's interesting. I wonder, I don't know, you know, a lot about the casino industry. I wonder when you see the responsible gaming messages and some of the rules that they have around that, I wonder how much of that came from the casinos versus how much of that came from like government regulators, you know, forcing it down the casinos' like throats to do it. I would like to think that the casinos are, you know, altruistic and thinking about the long term and thinking about the health and of their customers and all that type of thing. But I also know that that can sometimes be a lot to ask of a corporation when, you know, the money's flowing and the shareholders are wanting returns. And they know that if they just push harder and harder, you know, into more of that type of, you know, quick behavior, it will grow the money quicker, the revenue quicker, all that kind of thing. So it's, you know, the long-term thinking versus the short-term, you know, the long-term thinking and the long-term health for the customer versus the short-term financial win, that can sometimes be a difficult game for these big corporations to, you know, to contend with. So,
let me ask you something. Would you rather some governing body come in like a gaming commission or an SEC and just start changing things up?
No, I don't think anybody wants that. I don't want that.
Or would you?
Nobody wants that.
Proactive,
yeah.
And start making these changes for the betterment, for the sustainable future of this hobby, so that never has to happen.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing right now, the reason why Whatnot, Fanatics, the big players in this space, haven't done anything is because they don't necessarily have to. Nobody said anything. Nobody has opened Pandora's box and said, well, you know, there are a lot of gambling-like mechanics at play here. This is what you have to do. Why should they? Why should they do that if it's going to jeopardize revenue, right? So it's just a matter of looking at it through a different lens, from a different angle, and thinking about the long-term sustainability of the customer as opposed to the short-term revenue, which I think a lot of these companies are just, you know, laser focused on. So it's not to say that anybody's doing anything bad. It's just a matter of creating this awareness, which is, you know, where we come into play. So Collectors MD can have these conversations with these organizations. I mean, we've already been speaking with Whatnot, Fanatics, a handful of these major players in the space about ways that we could potentially integrate some of the messaging, some of the tools and resources, you know, to, again, just build a better hobby for everybody. Because if you take a step back and kind of think of what the hobby is going to look like in 10 years from now, if we don't make any proactive shifts to help, you know, the people within it, it's just going to continue to run rampant. I mean, people already call it the Wild West. So with the growth of technology and AI and all these other scary things that we see every day, who knows what it's going to look like if we don't start to make some changes.
And Alex, how did you get into this? What's your background that led you to this?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's something that comes up a lot. You know, I've been in the hobby for years. And while it's brought me a ton of joy, I also saw firsthand how easy it is for collecting to cross into compulsive territory. And at a certain point, I realized there was no real support system out there for people who were struggling. There's no community. There's no resources. No one even naming what was happening. So that's why I launched Collectors MD. I wanted to create a space that I wish existed when I was really in the thick of it. And for me personally, this dates well before I got back into the hobby, which was actually in 2020. It was during the pandemic. I was a compulsive gambler. I am, you know, happy to admit that. I wear my heart on my sleeve as the founder of Collectors MD. I was attending Gamblers Anonymous meetings for several years. And frankly, my challenge was that I would bring up the sports cards and the breaking and the break culture, and it didn't really resonate with anybody. It didn't click with anybody in those rooms. They couldn't wrap their heads around how, you know, a childhood game for a lot of people, you know, could register as something as insidious as gambling, right? And so, you know, I thought to myself, there has to be some sort of support group, some sort of community that exists for people who are struggling with this sort of thing. And again, it's not just the cards. It's compulsive spending. You hear about people who, you know, live through retail therapy. They just order crap all day. I mean, not to say my wife or my mother-in-law have an issue, but the packages that I see coming in all the time in each of their homes, it's staggering, right? People love to buy. People love to, you know, sort of scratch that itch, give themselves something to look forward to. And while, you know, in most cases, it's not harmful, it can be really, really dangerous for some. So again, Collectors MD is here for any and everybody who might be struggling with compulsive behavior, whether that's collecting, spending, you know, and looking for ways to engage with those things in a healthier way.
Yeah, very, very cool. Okay. So I know you kind of mentioned it before, but anybody out there, we're at the end of the talk now. So anybody out there who this has resonated with and they want to connect, they want to get involved, maybe they want to participate, tell them one more time how they can connect with Collectors MD.
Yeah. So again, I'll say at the end of the day, Collectors MD is about changing the culture. Our motto is collect with intention, not compulsion. We want to see passion prioritized over profit and joy prioritized over hype. So if you're struggling, you're not alone. There's a growing community here that gets it. We'll walk alongside you. The hobby really does get healthier when we do. So if you want to get involved, all you got to do is go to collectorsmd.com. Under the first sort of tab here, you'll see for collectors, by collectors, there's a sign up here button. You go to that. It's a Google form. All you got to do is fill out your email, your name. Most of these things are optional. We, you know, ask a few questions like, have you ever experienced any of the following as a result of collecting? Do you currently feel in crisis or need immediate mental health support? Have you ever attended any type of support group before, et cetera? There's a waiver. You agree and you we will join you to the weekly peer support meetings. And within that form, you can also elect to join our group chat. So very simple, very straightforward. If you have any issues with that, or if you don't want to sign the waiver, please just DM me. You know, there are ways that we could sort of work around that. Again, you can reach me via DM at CollectorsMD on Instagram. We're also on pretty much every social platform. So Facebook, X, TikTok. We have a YouTube channel for our podcast. We're on LinkedIn, Discord, Reddit, Threads. So, you know, wherever you consume your content, you can reach out to us and we will happily get back to you.
There you go. Alex, change occurs in this world when somebody sees a problem and takes it on their back and decides to make a difference themselves. You clearly are doing that in this area. So I commend you for your own journey and push into this, you know, arena to try to make the hobby better for others.
Of course, Jeff. Thank you again for the opportunity and really looking forward to working with you to help spread
positivity. Let's do it.
Positivity.
Thank you, Alex. We'll talk soon. Thank you to Alex and Collectors MD for coming on the show today. And I want to remind you that the full length episodes of these Jeff Wilson shows are available on YouTube on the Jeff Wilson Show channel. We also got our podcasts updating now. They weren't for a little while, but on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, you can always catch the latest shows now. So make sure you are subscribed to the Jeff Wilson Show everywhere. What are your thoughts? Let us know in the comments, and we'll see you soon with our next episode. Take care.